Mary Murphy led Pew's 50-state study of sin taxes. She says these taxes, including those on cigarette packs, have two contradictory goals.
All of these so-called sin taxes do have this inherent tension. If one is successful in the first endeavor of seeing reductions in the given behavior, then the second objective will not be met. Presumably, we won't see an increase in revenue.
Oklahoma's smoking rate, like the rest of the nation, is already on the decline. It fell to a historic low in 2016, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Though the cigarette tax made up less than 5% of state revenue in 2017, the study suggests lawmakers may have to switch to taxes that are more reliable but less politically feasible to fill future budget shortfalls. For KGOU, I'm Caroline Halter.